Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Ecotherapy. We explore nature meditations as a way of bringing healing, resilience, well-being to those in need, and in particular during this time of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's my hope that this podcast will bring you some ideas and stimulate discussions and exploration of some additional ways of working with nature out in natural settings as well as on inner journeys, meditations, contemplations. Nature can aid us in our healing work, can help energize us, calm us, teach us, bless us, and bring wellness. A number of people in recent years have been looking at the eco-psychological dimensions of nature meditations, looking at a way of healing from psychological stresses by going out into a natural area, and when that's not possible, being able to use a photograph, a picture, an internal memory or image to connect with one or more dimensions of nature to help dispel stress and anxiety, to help be an anchor point for centering. And tonight I'd like to share some of my own experiences working with nature therapeutically as part of my nature therapy practices, but also as part of work that I've been doing myself and with others at a distance during this COVID-19 pandemic time. The first thing to consider is when to do your nature meditation. And the simple answer is it can really be any time. You might find it beneficial to have a nature meditation moment as part of your daily routine. With so many people now working from home or having their businesses shut down, so one needs to be at home, to shelter at home, be safer at home, one may not have ready access to a park. Certainly in some places, natural areas are an option for people with good social distancing to be able to go and enjoy the great outdoors. Some places that's permitted, other places it's not. So in looking for an actual physical location, be sure to be informed about what the latest protocols are for your particular area. Actually, any place that we're at, we can connect with nature. Whether we're in a human habitat, a house, a recreational vehicle, a trailer, an apartment, a condo, some other kind of dwelling. You know, it's a human habitat, but we are connected with the earth beneath us and the sky above us. So regardless of where you are, you can tune in to the spirit of place that's part of nature. And being able to do reflection and creative visualization, calling up of memories of beautiful and healing places in nature from past experiences, whether you've physically been there or perhaps have seen that place in a painting or in a dream, in a movie, in a book, in a video. There's many ways of connecting with nature for healing through meditation. Having a regular time during the day where you do some nature reflection or meditation can really be beneficial. Not only do you have the healing dimensions of nature that you tap into, but having an anchor point in your day that becomes a routine can really be therapeutic. In a time where we're dealing with the COVID-19 virus that's invisible, unpredictable, and seemingly uncontrollable and going on and on, we're in a chronic time right now, having an anchor point that you control by your choice of when to do it, that you predict by having it be part of your routine, and for you to have as an immediate thing to help you deal with the uncontrollability, unpredictability, and the chronic nature of the pandemic, that can bring a much-needed balance. I like to do a nature meditation in the morning. I do something that I call greet the day. And you can do this by looking out the window. If you're in a place with a window that gives you a good view to the outside, you can go outside if that's a safe thing to do, or you can call up the rising sun in your mind as you connect with nature at the beginning of your day. When I do my greet the day ceremony and nature meditation, I go out on my front porch and I face the rising sun and greet the day, and then I face each of the sacred directions. And I work with more than the four directions that are compass points. I turn and face the north, the east, the south, the west, the direction that's below that's connecting with the spirit of place and the planet, the direction above, the sky and the cosmos, the direction of center, the direction of center within, the direction of centering around. I experience myself as part of nature, and I celebrate my connection in the sacred sphere of these directions. And then I spend a few moments experiencing the calm and the peace of center. And I connect with the rising of the day and the waxing of the light. And I draw that into myself. And even though I, like many people, are staying at home during this time, part of my greet the day is to also connect me with the recognition that I'm part of the greater circle of life, not only of human life, but the greater circle of nature that's all around us. I also do a nature meditation at the end of the day, specifically around sunset time. And I like looking at the setting sun. And I see that as nature in transition, the daily cycle of day shifting into night. Twilight is a really powerful time to do nature meditations. Some say that those who wish to attune to what's known as the etheric dimensions of life, that energy field that's around each of us and all living things and all things, that twilight, as well as the first light prior to the rising of the sun, are really powerful times for tuning into that. There's also something very magical and uplifting about being in what's known as a liminal space, a threshold space, to experience yourself shifting from day to night and the twilight has a mystery about it. So meditation with the twilight, the counterpart of meditating at the dawn. It can be another anchor point, part of a routine that's restful and peaceful. In addition to these times of day, some like to do nature meditations at midday and at midnight. Indeed, nature meditations not only can be ones where we tune in to natural environments in the daylight, but one of my favorite nature meditations, especially in times of stress, is to do what I call the cosmic gaze. I like taking some type of reclining lawn chair outside, and I lay back and I look up at the stars. Now, you can do this in an urban and suburban environment as well. You might not see as many stars, but being able to connect with the night sky in whatever form it takes can be a way of experiencing self in relation to cosmos, to actually connect with nature off planet, to experience yourself as part of Earth and Earth as part of a solar system within a galaxy that's within a greater cosmos. And as you think and meditate and reflect cosmically, that can help shrink concerns of day-to-day life. It allows you to become one with the larger universe of which we're part. And for many people, that is peace-creating, centering, and calming. Some other ways of doing nature meditations include focusing on a particular dimension of nature, taking a look at the realm of creatures. Do you have a particular kind of creature that when you call that creature to mind, you feel energized, you feel enthusiastic about it. We have opportunities to be able to learn about creatures and see creatures, even if we're in a place where creatures might not be physically visible around us. We can find some nature videos on the internet, or perhaps we have some type of screen, DVR, television show. There's a variety of different nature shows, and that's another way that one can commune with nature and do nature meditation. In fact, if you really want to tune into nature imagery in particular, and it's some kind of documentary and you'd prefer to just look at the imagery work, you can mute the words and then allow yourself to project yourself into the movie or television show or video. Another thing that one can do is to connect with each of the elements of nature and to do a healing meditation with each element. Now, these could be done in a series or they can be done individually. For Earth, do you garden? Do you have houseplants? You can do a nature meditation in caring for plants and digging in the garden. One does not have to be physically still to do a meditation. Gardening itself can be a meditation. Some people find it very therapeutic to walk barefoot on soil or on grass or on a stone or on beach to actually make that direct connection with the earth. Some people find it helpful to sit in a garden and to connect with different plants that make up the garden community, to focus on a particular plant, a particular type of plant, and or to focus on the garden as a whole. One nature meditation that is useful for de-stressing is to have a stone as the focus of your meditation. It could be a rock or a pebble. It could be a gemstone of some kind in its raw form or a faceted form, such as in a ring or a necklace, to actually tune in to this symbol of earth, holding it in your hand, letting it be the sole focus of your meditation. Letting it be a calming, centering tool, a presence. Some like to work with different types of semi-precious and precious stones, and may have several that are used not only for their beauty and placed on a sacred place such as an altar, but that could be held in one's hand and used as a centering focus for meditation. I have some crystals that I work with in various ways. I have a particular quartz crystal that I've had for years that has... it's a cluster with many different clear quartz crystals coming out. And when I meditate with that, I see the unity with all the complexity. I see the simplicity and the diversity. And crystal itself can be a very healing stone to work with, to meditate with, to hold. One may find it helpful to sit on the ground lay on the ground to make direct contact with the earth, literally earth yourself. And in doing that form of meditation, some people like to put a blanket down or some kind of mat, and some people do yoga as a way of connecting with the earth, doing yoga outside. And the idea is to spend a few moments, if you're going to be moving around, doing a moving meditation, to actually honor the place that you're connecting with, to connect with the spirit of place, to connect with the element earth. And then to experience a oneness with it, and to draw that centering power up into yourself. For the element air, being outside during a windy day can be refreshing, literally letting the winds, the breezes, flow by you, around you, breathing in the air and feeling at one with the flow of air. Indoors, one can use one's own breath as a kind of wind, breathing in and then making a sound with the breath to actually connect with wind and the healing power of air. If you have a feather, chimes that blow in the wind, a flute or other wind instrument, these are some other ways of interacting with the element air. And air can be a wonderful meditation for clearing your mind. Part of the reason that breath work is used in connection with different types of meditation is that by focusing on your breath, you can let other things in your consciousness recede and let the breath patterning relax you. Now, with breathing, you may want to take a deep breath in, hold it a moment, and then exhale, then pause a moment and repeat. And as you're breathing, you can also call to mind the power of wind and the air. You can use that wind imagery and your breath imagery to clear concerns from your mind, to take a break from that. A feather can be a powerful nature meditation tool. Whether you're outside or inside, you can move a feather around you as literally a way of moving wind around you, air around you. And that act can be a kind of liberation of the mind, feeling that movement as you're moving your body and the feather. Some people use feathers in connection with incense smoke to bless a space, to bless oneself. And burning incense, releasing the smoke and its aromas in the air, is also a kind of nature meditation. I like being able to open the doors to my home, have some incense lit, and to let the air from the outside move through the incense and move the incense through the house. Another wonderful air meditation is to imagine that you are some type of winged being, some type of bird. If you live in a place where you can view birds, you might have bird feeders around your home, or perhaps you are near a place where birds frequent, you can watch the birds and experience them and their ability to move through air. And you can use that imagery, closing your eyes and imagining yourself seeing birds or actually being a bird. That can give a sense of freedom to experience that you have wings and in your mind's inner journey, imagining yourself flying free. That can be especially helpful when one may be experiencing confinement, being within an interior space and not getting much, if any, opportunity to be safely outside. So using some winged imagery of birds that you view or birds that you've seen, birds that you imagine, can be very therapeutic. For fire, certainly working with the sun as a symbol of fire, working with light, kindling a candle, connecting with a hearth fire if you have the ability to have a fire in a fireplace in your home or on a patio, as we're getting into in the northern hemisphere, the warmer weather. Some people like kindling fires, actual fires, and to meditate on flames in a fire pit, in a hearth, or a candle can work as well. And if one's in an environment where oxygen is being used, so you cannot have a lit candle or flame of any type, then having some kind of electronic candle, battery operated, and then to use that to call up the imagery of fire. Fire can be a real purifying and cleansing meditation. Being able to experience the warmth of fire to cleanse away concerns and stresses. And a fire as a creative fire, what some Celtic people would call fire in the head, the fire of inspiration. In addition to working with fire, air, and earth, one can work with the element water. Indeed, there's emphasis on hand washing as a way of keeping safe during this time of COVID-19 pandemic. The act of washing one's hands, connecting with the water, can be soothing and relaxing, and then you add soap to the mix, and you are physically cleansing your hands, but you can do that in a meditative way. Have the water not only cleanse, but in so cleansing, have a calming, nurturing sound for you. Drinking water, drinking tea, staying well hydrated. If you are at a place where there is a body of water, a stream, a spring, a beach, a lake, a pond, or if it's raining, being able to connect with water in a natural area can be a kind of cleansing, healing meditation in itself. But one can also have the experience of meditating with water through the taking of a shower. And in addition to doing the physical cleansing, to actually have some moments as one showers of just being one with the water and experiencing the water just flowing down through one's body and carrying away cares and concerns, as well as any physical debris, things that you don't need to have with you. Really letting what you don't need go into the drain. And then one may want to shift the focus with the water and then feel the water being uplifting. Some like to do a ritual bath and actually imagine that one is entering a pool, if one has a bathtub or if one has a pool at home that one can soak in. All of that can be a wonderful experience, calming and soothing. And if one wants to have a full body immersion experience but doesn't have a bathtub to make that possible or a swimming pool or other kind of body of water, one can call to mind the image of a healing body of water and to imagine oneself going into the water, being cleansed and nurtured. The element spirit, envisioning an interconnecting force of balance and healing and well-being. You might do that in imagining rays of light coming out of objects and creatures and plants and places that you encounter. I like working with a clear quartz crystal as a way of tuning into spirit and the spirit within and the spirit that connects us all around. In addition to elemental nature meditations, one may find benefit from ecosystem meditations. I live in a forest, so for me, I look out the window or I go outside and I will spend time just being, experiencing myself as just one form of life in the larger environmental system called the forest. Taking a walk in the woods, noticing the trees, the different types of trees, the different ages of trees, the different shapes of trees, leaves, looking at the leaves on the trees and on the ground, grasses and shrubs and other types of plants, experiencing myself as just one of many life forms that make up the forest community, experiencing oneself, getting up close and personal with an oak tree or a maple or a pine or some other tree, spending time not only experiencing the forest, but picking a particular tree to commune with. If you are in a place where you can physically go and be with a tree, great. But if you are not, then you can use a photograph or a picture of a tree. You can call up an image of a tree in your mind's eye. You may find yourself wanting to transform yourself into a tree, imagining roots growing from the bottoms of your feet, and then raising your arms up and letting them be the branches, imagining leaves coming out the branches, experiencing your head as also extending up and a whole crest of leaves all around you, intersecting and connecting with the sun, with the beauty of nature, the rest of the natural world, drawing the powers of sky down through you into the earth, drawing the powers of the earth up through you into the sky, blending both energies and having them emanate from deep within you and surround you, experiencing yourself as a vibrant, living tree. Another ecosystem that I like to experience in person when I can, in my mind, when I'm not physically in that ecosystem, is that of the ocean. And to experience myself on the shore, experience the sounds of the ocean and the beauty of the waves coming in and going out, experiencing sea life, seabirds, seascapes, dunes, and different types of vegetation that are part of the beach ecosystem. One way that one can meditate when one's not physically at a beach, an ocean beach, and of course there are different kinds of beaches with freshwater lakes and ponds, is to watch a video and let the video guide you into a nature experience, or to watch the video and then turn that off and then recreate that video in your mind's eye, summoning up memories of being at a beach and the sounds of waves and the beautiful fragrances of sea breezes. Can be just very healing and energizing as well. Another environment, an ecosystem, is a prairie. And that's especially possible to be at if you're in the Midwest of the U.S., which is where my home is. I live in a forest, but not far away, there's some prairie. I live on land, my own property, next to Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, and we not only have a remnant prairie that dates back before Europeans came to settle this part of the area, but we have a restored prairie where we are doing ecological restoration of an old field and turning it back to oak savanna prairie. And in a prairie, regardless of the time of year, typically it's a tall grass prairie, you'll find a lot of different kinds of plants and creatures, and hearing the sounds of nature all around you can really help you center in that environment and experience yourself in a just beautiful environment. And actually, there are so many different kinds of ecosystems. For those of you who are in the subtropics or tropics, a rainforest can be an amazingly vibrant place for resilience and energy. And even if you don't live in that area, you can call some of that imagery up in your mind and tap into that beauty. One of the wonderful things about the internet and people sharing videos and photographs via social media, and there being websites with documentaries of different parts of the world, one literally can journey to many different kinds of natural areas. One benefits when one can actually be physically in a natural area, But in the emerging field of ecotherapy and ecopsychology, there's also evidence that actually calling the images to mind can be beneficial. In fact, for that reason, some healthcare places, hospitals, doctors' clinics, may have nature pictures there or nature murals or other natural imagery present because of its therapeutic dimensions. In addition to working with the elements, with creatures, with vegetation, with ecosystems, another image type that you can work with is that of seasonal changes. Tapping into the season that you presently are in, or working with the seasons in sequence. Now, in temperate North America, which is where I live, we have four seasons. And one of the things that I have found really a powerful way of meditating is to imagine a place, and it may be your home place, maybe your neighborhood, and to call that to mind at the season in which you are at, and then to experience yourself moving through time from one season to the next, doing a guided imagery journey, and then returning to the season in which you are. And having done the full wheel of the year, the cycle of seasons, then to imagine yourself in the middle of that wheel, being in harmony with nature at a place through time. Some other forms of nature meditation that I have found beneficial is meditation with the moon. Not only moon gazing, but on a daily basis, looking for the rising of the moon, noticing its shape and how it changes during the course of a month. Full moons are really powerful times for doing meditation. Especially if you are able to see the full moon and actually get out into the moonlight to experience the special quality of moonlight. If one's in a place where the moon is not visible and it's full moon time, and indeed we have a full moon coming up soon, to be able to call the memory of the full moon up and letting that be a kind of focus for meditation. There is a kind of moon meditation that I've found helpful is to imagine the moon shining above as one closes one's eyes, and to imagine a ray of light from the moon coming down through the top of the head, flowing down through one's body, flowing into the earth. Experiencing that power of the full moon shimmering upon you, in you, around you. Certainly meditating on the sun and its journey through the day is another kind of meditation. Having particular nature or natural phenomena, a rainbow is a wonderful image. And during times of challenge, many people find meditating on a rainbow as a way of bringing hope, beauty, joy, healing. As one looks at the rainbow, in actuality, if you are fortunate to be able to catch a glimpse of one, or what most people do when they do rainbow meditations, is to call up an image of a rainbow. It could be a photograph that you've taken of a rainbow, or a painting you've seen, or your own imagined rainbow in your mind. And then to spend a few moments connecting with each of the colors of the rainbow. The sequence, I usually start with red and go up to the violet color. And then to connect with the rainbow as a whole, letting that be the focus of one's meditation. These are just a few approaches for doing nature meditations. You might want to pick one particular approach and then work with it daily for a week or for a whole month. Or you might want to experiment with a different type of nature meditation every day. Having a nature photograph or painting of some nature scene can be used as a kind of portal to that place. And for some reason, for some people, that's the reason they use nature art. They may not necessarily call it a portal, but really like having a beautiful picture of a natural scene. In my own study, I have a beautiful handcrafted, and it's needlework of a scene of water and cherry blossoms. And as I look at that, it calls me into that beautiful dimension of springtime and calls up the memories of being in places where cherry blossoms are blooming. So as I look at the scene, I project myself into it, then I close my eyes and experience myself being at one with that sacred place in nature. Nature meditations can be short, just a few seconds. They can be a few minutes long. They may be 20 or 30 minutes long, or even longer. They can be internal journeys where one can do that inner meditation, and or they can be done outside in a natural environment, or what I like to do, a combination, experiencing the beauty of a natural place, and then at some point closing one's eyes, closing my eyes and calling up an image of that within my own consciousness, which allows me to memorize it in a way and be able to more readily return to it at a later time. What I'd like to do in this last part of our time together is to guide a nature meditation. And if you are in a place where it's safe for you to close your eyes and totally focus on this, I invite you to do so. Find a comfortable place to sit. For those of you who may be moving around and not able to totally go into a meditative state, I'd invite you to consider this as a kind of narrative or story that you can listen to, but you can, as you continue to maintain awareness of whatever moving activity you might be doing. So for those of you who are able to center yourself and close your eyes, I invite you to do so. And then I invite you to imagine yourself being on a hilltop in a stone circle on a sunny day with a grove of trees around you. You experience yourself in the center of the circle. You face each of the compass points and honor each of those directions. Then you extend your arms up to the sky and you celebrate your connection with sky and sun and the cosmos of which we're part. And then directing your attention down to the ground, experience your connection with this sacred site, this stone circle within this area, and then imagine yourself also connecting with the planet as a whole. Experiencing yourself standing in this stone circle on this hill with the grove around you, feeling safe, protected, in tune, drawing healing power of the planet as a whole up into your body and letting it flow up out of the top of your head, going into the sky, drawing the healing power of the planet and of place, letting it flow through you and then around you. Feel rooted. Feel secure. Experience the abundance of nature around you and wellness, vibrancy, life teeming and thriving where you are and around you. Drawing that in and feeling centered, healed, whole, well. And focusing your attention now in your heart area imagining you holding your hands to your heart and connecting with that energy circle or chakra, the heart chakra, that of love. Slowly imagining yourself opening your arms, moving your hands out, and then bringing them back to your heart again, then opening your arms and your hands and moving them out. And as you do so, feeling love flowing out and around, flowing from this sacred circle, from this sacred healing meditation in this natural place, feeling that love pulsing and growing, expanding, flowing from you and your sacred circle out into the larger world, experiencing it glowing with beams of light, beautiful light, as a kind of mist now, beams turning into a mist of radiant light, radiance, and begin sending that radiance from your stone circle around the planet, joining with love being sent by others for protecting and healing, bringing resilience and wellness to humankind. Experiencing the planet as a whole glowing with a radiant white light. And that radiance dissolving away the COVID-19 disease, dissolving that disease, letting it disappear, letting that loving radiance dissolve away, dispel the virus itself, the coronavirus. Spending a few moments experiencing that dissipating, and now experiencing yourself glowing with the power of the sun and sunlight coming from your being, from your heart, from your whole body, amplified in your stone circle area, flowing around the planet. The power of love, of compassion, of well-being, letting that flow out and return, experiencing yourself as part of an interconnected community of caring, of sharing, of love, of hope, of resilience, of healing and well-being. May all be well. May all be well. May all be well. So mote it be. And now as you conclude your ritual, you give thanks to the sacred site where you have been. You give thanks to the stone circle, to the hill, to the grove of trees, to the sunlight, to the love, to nature as one and as many. And carry with you as you return to a more waking state of consciousness your memory of this sacred site that you created and journeyed to, the memory of the healing work you did for yourself and for others, the memory of interconnectedness and well-being. Taking some deep, slow breaths, returning to a more waking state of consciousness. And for those who have been hearing this narrative, also joining with all of us, let us now, as we conclude our time together, give thanks to nature. Give thanks to our connection with other humans and the circle of life that is nature with a capital N. Thank you all for listening. This has been Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. It's a weekly podcast on CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network podcast. And every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time, which is midnight Greenwich Mean Time, we have Nature Spirituality podcast. And my other podcast is on Sunday afternoons at 6 p.m. Central Daylight Time. It's Nature Mystic. To learn more, not only about the podcast I'm doing, but the other podcasts done by podcasting, our podcasting ministry team, go to CSN Podcast on Facebook, like and follow our page, and you can find out more about the various podcasts, and go to the Circle Sanctuary website, CircleSanctuary.org, and go to the CSNP page, and there you will find a schedule of upcoming podcast episodes, as well as some links to podcasts that we've had in the past. For more information about Circle Sanctuary and its spiritual support services for those in need during the COVID-19 pandemic, you can find us at the Circle Sanctuary website. There's a spiritual support page there. And you can find us on Facebook, Circle Healing Circle. For more information about Circle Sanctuary, visit us on social media and on the web, CircleSanctuary.org. For more information about me, Selena Fox, you can go to my SelenaFox.com webpage, and on Facebook, Selena Fox Updates, Twitter, Selena_Fox, Instagram, Selena Fox, and YouTube, Selena Fox. So you will find a variety of videos and chants and photographs and other information on my pages. And the Circle Sanctuary community has lots of material on those pages as well. Be well, be safe, be connected in this sacred space called cyberspace. Many blessings. Good night.
Bless your blue green ocean, bless your red blue sky, your streams and your valleys, your mountains so high. Bless your gods and goddesses, Buddha, Sikh, and Jay. Jesus, Allah, Yahweh, we praise your many names. Speak a thousand languages, we speak with the same tongue. Bless our planet, a new one sky, all the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. Bless your vibrant cities, bless your sacred ground, your hillsides and your forests, and bless your tiny town. Let the winged ones let fly. Let the horse and bear, elephant, the dolphin, the cricket and the hare. We speak a thousand languages, we speak with the same tongue. Bless our planet under one sky. All the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. Bless our planet under one sky. All the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.